This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Active shooter incidents can be difficult for police officers. Events unfold in seconds and sometimes end tragically. In Hoover on Thanksgiving night at the River Chase Galleria, police shot and killed 21-year-old Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. Initially, they said he was the gunman in a shooting that left two wounded. They then backtracked and said the real gunman is still at large. I spoke with Jacqueline Schildkraut. She's a criminal justice professor at the State University of New York, Oswego. Schildkraut says often police step into a very chaotic situation.
You know, there's a lot of confusion. There's obviously a lot of people running every different direction, or you could have people hiding all over the place. You know, at that point, what they're going to be listening out for is the sounds of the gunfire and determining where in the building it's coming from so that they can get to the perpetrator as quickly as possible and neutralize it, whether that is killing the perpetrator, taking them into custody, either with or without wounding them, but essentially bringing the event to a close as quickly as possible.
Here in Alabama, we're coming up on a week since this incident. The police have not released any surveillance footage, no body camera footage, no evidence publicly. How common is that after a high-profile shooting like this?
You know, from my understanding of the shooting, it's still a situation where they're in an active investigation and they're still, trying to piece together not only what happened, but who was involved. And it's not as cut and dry as when you have the perpetrator who's deceased at the scene or is taken immediately into custody, especially since there was a misidentification. So right now, law enforcement is certainly playing their cards close to the vest, so to speak, in terms of making sure they do a thorough investigation that's not essentially contaminated or biased in any way.
So it sounds like, in your view, this isn't unusual.
It's certainly different. There's sort of one of three outcomes that usually happens in these cases, and that is either the perpetrator is going to commit suicide, they're going to basically get into a shootout with the police officers and either get wounded or basically suicide by cop, or they're going to just give themselves up, obviously, which is the least common. So, you know, to have a situation where the shooter is unknown and has escaped the scene is very, very rare.
Alabama does have higher rates of gun ownership. Witnesses have talked about a number of people at the scene pulled out their guns, presumably the proverbial good guy with a gun. What does having those extra weapons do to active shooter situations?
Well, it puts those individuals actually at danger. There's research that shows that when a person pulls a gun in a crime scene or there is a gun present in a crime situation, that the likelihood of somebody getting injured increases fourfold. But in terms of, you know, what you mentioned with the good guy with a gun, when police officers are arriving on the scene, they don't know that that individual is a good guy with a gun. All they see is a person with a gun. And so there increases the risk of accidental shootings in terms of that good Samaritan being injured by police, because in that high stakes, high stress situation, you're trained shoot to kill if somebody puts up a gun at you. So the presence of that is really putting people that are trying to help at danger.
Well, along those lines, the black man who was shot by police here in Alabama, police say the man had a gun. Family says he had a permit. But the family also says that the police just saw a black man with a gun, assumed he was the shooter. Does race factor into active shooter situations?
Not usually. It's more the fact that there's a gun present. That's the whole point of the active shooter situation, is that somebody's calling in a threat with a gun. And so consequently, responding law enforcement officers are trying to determine what's going on. And if they see somebody with a gun, again, especially in an active shooter situation, they are trained to neutralize that threat. What they're not going to do is say, show me your license, show me your permit, show me this, show me that. They're going to neutralize that threat.
Jacqueline Schildkraut is a criminal justice professor at the State University of New York, Oswego. She studies active shooter incidents.